Oh God.
Oh my God.
Better? Worse?
Oh, that's much, much better.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
How are you showing up on the mouth noises o-meter?
Mouth-nometer.
Mouthy.
I'm getting good at that.
I wish I had a chapstick.
I wish you weren't. This is the worst.
Yeah, why can't you just masturbate when you're alone like a normal person? Why you gotta sit here and just make the noises with your face?
It's like that fucking alehouse guy just needs to come in public.
So fucking weird.
That into the plant in the corner.
Mm-hmm. You know how it works. Okay.
Wait a minute. The alehouse has a plant that I could have been coming in?
Probably.
Oh.
Welcome back to Cage Match. I'm producer Peter. Okay.
That's not a segue.
Nope.
Ooh, fun fact. I, like, last week learned how segue was spelled.
Nick. I'm Nick.
And I'm Sean. This is Cage Match, apparently. Also, apparently, there are no more rules.
Also, we have John.
Now, hi. So are you talking about Segway the rideable or Segway?
No, I always knew that one.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, Segway.
That's the one I learned about.
Segway.
It's like Kwewe.
Kwewe. Yeah. Thank you for saying it correctly.
Oh, yeah. You get it.
You know, the British pronunciation. Kwewe.
Okay. So.
Welcome to the last episode of Cage Match, because I never want to see any of you again after this.
So that was interesting. We watched a movie in a movie theater with Nick Cage with lots of people.
Yeah. No, this is the most amount of people we've ever watched a new Nick Cage movie with.
Remember that time when it was just us?
Which one?
Was that Renfield? I don't know. In the boat theater.
Yeah.
Renfield had like two other people. It was still really, really low. And it was really weird because we walked in and just looked at your face waving at us.
I was so happy with that theater.
This is weird.
Which theater is this?
That's the Admiral Theater over in
West Seattle.
Yeah, the Admiral District.
Never been there.
It's boat themed. It's
boat themed. And cool. The door to the theater is on the same wall as the screen. So you walk in and Nick's just staring at you.
Yeah, you walk in to look at the audience and you have to turn around to see this.
Yeah, so like you leave for a piss and then you come back in and everyone's like, eh?
There's that guy.
I know what you did.
Too long. You wash your hands. Yeah, obviously I did. Pee is sterile.
Yeah.
I just rinse it right off.
Yeah, done.
You were very efficient. I noticed that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I pee a lot. Small bladder. Often.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just not drink things.
No.
Oh,
have a little,
gotcha.
Have a little sludge at the end of the day.
Gross.
Yeah, you don't pee.
I just did.
Yeah, but I remember you said you don't pee, like you pee once.
I would say on average, I pee probably around 3 or 4.
So you just pee like a normal person. You lied to me about
that. That sounds normal.
That sounds like just the right amount of pee.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. I just never have to pee when everybody else has to pee.
Just add like 3 more to that, and that's a weird pee, which is me.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to hydrate more.
Yeah.
I got a water bottle.
Have you been peeing more?
Yeah, I guess.
There you go. That system works.
Only one way to find out.
You gotta start.
I could also just be diabetic.
Yeah, mix a lot of beet juice into your pee.
Why?
Well, it was
mix the beet juice into the pee?
Yeah. So he pees, then mixes the beet juice in?
Then I mix the beet juice in? Do I do this in the toilet or?
Well, ideally you do it before you.
So drink beet juice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But if you forget to, I guess you could just toss it in your pee. Same effect.
I don't do beet juice. So I only do asparagus juice.
Mm.
For the odor only.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's how you know it works.
Yeah.
It's all not right. Just pee that it makes smell funny.
So it's like the opposite of pineapple.
Yeah, I think so. Literally.
All right.
Oh, we're talking about semen again?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got there.
We were going.
It is Cage Match after all.
Speaking of getting there, welcome back to Cage Match, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. Apparently, we've forgotten how to do this.
Yeah. So you're Sean.
I am Sean. You're Peter.
I am.
That's John.
I thought we already did this.
We're doing it twice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm John.
Nick.
And one of these is going to be good, and I'll keep it. Or maybe I'll keep both.
Keep them all. Splice them all together.
Oh, yeah.
The super cut.
We just watched Long Legs. That's the end of that very meandering story.
Yeah. Go support local theaters.
Yes.
It was cool watching a movie
with people.
With people.
I hated that part of it. Whose idea was it to like have theater snacks be just crinkly wrapper things?
I mean, I sat next to John. He had like
Reese's Pieces.
I was sitting on the other side of John.
I was so worried that I was making a whole bunch of noise the whole time, too.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, but so were other people.
I literally gummed some of my Reese's Pieces so that I wouldn't crunch them.
Oh, nice.
Like, use my tongue to, like, squish them.
Nice. Yeah, okay. I'm on board with that. But you might have to demonstrate again later. Mm. Yeah, popcorn bags there are super loud, too. Like,
you think you could quiet up a popcorn bag?
Yeah. I didn't realize Sun Chips was selling popcorn.
I was just going there.
Yeah. Nice.
The loudest bag that's ever existed.
I did have a non-alcoholic Blue Moon. Tasted like a Blue Moon.
I mean, bar's pretty low.
You know, when you don't fucking drink anymore and your options aren't great, anything that kind of tastes like beer works.
Yeah, fair.
There you go. Okay. So
we just watched Long Legs.
Yeah. Long Legs. A horror movie. It's new. Kinda. It just came out today for us. Yesterday. This recording.
Yes. So noise. Sure. No spoilers, then spoilers, right?
Yeah. So just to give everyone a heads up, we're going to talk about the movie for 10 minutes, probably in a non-spoilery way as much as we can. And then we are going to spoil shit alert, and we will talk about the rest of the movie.
What does the spoil shit alert sound like?
Okay.
I don't know. It just came to me.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hey, spoilers.
Good point. Mm. People probably got that vibe.
I liked this movie.
I kind of fucking loved it. I don't know.
It's the right amount of like just tense 90s serial killer like thriller with fucking weird. And yeah. I really like the fucking weird parts of it.
I loved the fucking weird parts of it. I was on board until the last 5 minutes.
I was just going to say, I didn't really love the ending, I guess.
Agreed.
But I will say that hour and 40 minutes went by fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, a pretty good marker of a good movie.
Especially for a thriller. You don't want a slow thriller.
Yeah,
I think this is like a simmer.
Yeah, I think this movie got way too hyped up for me, unfortunately.
Mm.
Weird, considering no one's talking about it.
Except us.
Except
dude, the algorithm has been throwing crap at me about Long Legs for weeks.
Oh, weird. Mm. You should stop listening to our podcast, apparently.
Don't listen to him. I loved the photography in it, like yep. The walls of color.
Mm, yeah.
Like it was, the screen was constantly just being dominated by very monochromatic shots that I thoroughly enjoyed.
It's visually great. Fucking Lee Harker, the main character.
Yeah.
Her house. I want to live there.
If you want to get fucking murdered, for sure. Yeah.
No one gets.
No, her cabin house, not her.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
That also seems like a place that you would get murdered.
It's just a cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't work out for Mandy either.
Where most murders happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
A stabbing cabin. That's what they mean, right?
He understands.
Yeah.
No, but Micah Monroe, I thought she did a great job. I mean, she has kind of a weird role in that Lee Harker kind of.
It's a very weird character.
Doesn't have a lot because everything is sort of repressed, but I thought she did a good job. And did you ever see It Follows?
No.
Good movie. A good horror movie. It's her when she was like 18 or something like that. She did a really fucking good job in that movie too.
Interesting. I don't watch a lot of horror, so
I don't either.
This is like outside of my wheelhouse mostly.
I watch a little bit of horror, but not like obsessively. I saw the last is it Aronofsky that does all the weird body horror shit?
I thought you were gonna say the last Airbender. That is terrifying.
Yeah, no. Aronofsky. No, Aronofsky's the Social Network guy.
Well, that's Sorkin.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're thinking of him. Darren Aronofsky did like Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Body horror. Are you thinking of the guy who did
Cronenberg?
Yes,
like,
thank you.
Did The Fly?
Yeah, I went to the last Cronenberg flick. Mm. That was horror-ish. It was definitely very weird. But
is that with Viggo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see a lot of horror stuff. So, I mean, I was a little anxious going into it because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. And it didn't feel too horror-y.
No,
it's creepy.
I think it's solidly a thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Which, like, is still a great place for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. There's one pseudo jump scare and it's in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah. Which
it was a dong.
Oh, long dong, though.
Yeah. Let's just talk about Nick Cage's performance in general.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. And like, as people that have watched a lot of Nick Cage movies at this point, did it not feel like he was channeling like a lot of other shit?
Yeah, there was definitely the mom and dad scream.
I mean, he literally said mom, dad.
I mean, he cages out real good in the car.
Yeah, he gets a good freak out. I liked it. He strikes me as a good hugger.
Elaborate.
I don't know. He's got like good hand action. I know he'd be attentive in a hug.
To your needs?
Yeah. And his needs. Like, he'd take care of himself too. Let's be real. He's got business.
Are we talking about Nick Cage or Nick Cage's character?
His character.
Oh, okay.
Long legs. Yeah.
Nick Cage himself, I don't feel like would be a great hugger.
He doesn't seem like he wants to be touched a lot.
Yeah.
The actor.
Yes.
I'm trying to track. Okay. Got it.
just lean in.
Yeah. He does not seem like someone who wants to hug. He also seems like kind of a Keanu who probably learns that you just, when you take a picture with people, you put your arms out and don't touch anyone.
Yeah.
Operation don't get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Don't pull a fucking The Flash. What?
Ezra Miller. Yeah. Don't abduct a French lady and her kid and keep them in your cabin. The
cops finally come for you, Nick.
Shh. Don't say my name. They can hear.
Nick. He's Nick.
You say it twice.
They know. This feels like we were getting into spoiler territory. All right.
Spoiler territory.
Okay, wait. Before we get into that, movie as a whole,
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah. Samesies.
Meh.
Fair.
Okay. I don't feel bad for having watched it and I have no desire to see it again.
That's fair. I don't know that I'll need to see it again. I would probably
never watch this again.
I enjoyed the ride quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, well, with a lot of movies like this, once the lot is shot, once it's out there, it's like, yeah, well, I know the turn.
Yeah. Speaking of that nice white wad. Spoiler time.
Oh, wait, I got a thing before spoilers. No, save it. Speaking of twists, I love whenever I see like a Shyamalan trailer in a theater with people who don't know there's a Shyamalan movie coming out. I didn't know, because what was it? Hell, the elevator one. I was in a theater full of people and this like trailer was coming out. Everyone was like, oh, like interested sounds. And then director M. Night Shyamalan and the entire theater went, ugh.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I felt the same with this one.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. Nicolas Cage just straight up looks like Christopher Walken and Michael Jackson had a kid.
But with like more powder face makeup and like an old timey outfit.
I love his little vest and his pants and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Is like, is the pale face makeup that he puts on himself, or is he supposed to be actively that pale?
I wouldn't be surprised if he puts it on himself, just like he was trying to make himself look like a little porcelain doll.
I think he looks like a halfway melted Sally Struthers.
It's like really bad plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Like cheek filler, fucked up nose, super pale.
Like, I think the
stringy ass hair.
I think the look was supposed to like go for trying to like either he's an old rocker trying to like maintain that youth, or he's trying to like look like an old hair metal rocker. The first quick reveal from the beginning when he's like talking to the child, when you just like,
yeah, with the sting,
you see the lips and like the stuff. I'm like, oh, they're just gonna. Weird trans murderer thing. Thinking Silence of the Lambs or Psycho. I'm like, oh well, this is disappointing. But no, wasn't that. He's just a creepy looking dude.
Yeah, I never got.
Why is he called Long Legs?
Yeah. His legs aren't particularly long.
Well, yeah, I thought he was gonna wear like
stilts. I mean, murderer on stilts.
Yeah, stilts would have been cool, but like,
I think it was all the murders were on the second floor than the children that he talks to, because he was like, oh, and I still have my long legs on, and then he bends down to their height.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah.
I would have caught that on the second watching that I wasn't going to do.
I will say one of the first things that comes up is Lee is mildly psychic, maybe? And that's a plot point for no reason?
Yeah.
That's how she gets assigned to the case.
And?
And it's
how I'm not sure why otherwise, but...
Kind of like just vibe with her moving the plot quickly.
I mean, she could have also just been good at her job.
And tied to the case because of past trauma.
And why would
her mom...
Or being just an FBI agent on a case.
Yeah, I mean, all of those things.
But then you wouldn't be able to include all the cool, like, visual shots of, like, snakes and stuff.
That's why true. Not?
What were the snakes all about?
Just psychic vision stuff.
Or they could have just been weird flashes. Because she has trauma.
That wouldn't be a fun film.
So... The core of this entire film is that it's the devil.
Yeah, that it's
Mr. Downstairs.
Well, I think he was the man downstairs.
No, he was friends with the man downstairs.
Yeah, he was a friend of a friend of the man downstairs. Who was also your friend.
Also the man downstairs.
In, he did technically, like, literally live downstairs.
He did live downstairs.
His mom, her mom's house.
So, yeah, so he just lived in Lee's house.
Yes.
We saw them. Okay, so the mom is, like, the other part of this, like,
accomplice.
Lee's mother is the accomplice, because fucking Long Legs makes these creepy dolls that look like children that get
specific children
that get delivered to their house, and the dolls drive the family insane and they kill each other
because it's got a metal ball.
So yeah. It's like,
okay, I'm taking it back. This movie sucks.
Yeah, this doesn't make any.
So it's always like a low ring. So it's like, okay, it's a Sonic thing. And he sings a lot. So I'm like, okay, it's a Sonic thing. But I was just like, we saw the mother leave after one of the murders when she's like telling the story and throws up and just gets out of there. There was no evidence left behind besides these notes. Oh, and there's a fucking room full of creepy dolls that look like the children in the back we forgot to mention.
And some weird vomit that maybe might be related.
Yeah. Eh, it's just road vomit at that point.
The fact that no one's questioning the creepy dolls in all these murder sites.
Well, I think they get hidden. Does she hide them? Did she hide the dolls?
She did leave with a box after each one. She probably took the doll.
I'm just saying it's ambiguous. I mean, that's probably what happened, but I'm just like,
these are the things you get on watch number two that we're never going to do.
I think you're concerned about things that aren't problems.
If I'm thinking these things while I'm watching a movie, clearly
it means you're not paying attention to the movie.
Okay. So my favorite part of this entire movie was when they're watching on VHS, his interview where he is singing Happy Birthday to Lee Harker.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pause it and they're like, there's 24 minutes more of this.
Incredible.
I want that 24 minutes. That's the director's cut.
I do like how this movie ends the same way that Leaving Las Vegas ends, with just his dead character just at the end, kind of just vibing.
Yeah. And backwards credits.
I'm
a backwards credits
guy. Like mom and dad.
From hell.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Going right back down.
Yeah.
It's a fun film.
It is a very enjoyable film.
Just, yeah, the last 5 minutes, like, oh, it's maybe supernatural. Maybe the devil did it. We're not going to answer any questions.
There was that weird black smog that came out of the orb.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Devil shit.
Devil shit.
Devil power.
Devil shit.
All right. Yeah. Oppressed memories in a sphere.
I was pretty let down with that being the only kind of answer given without it being... It wasn't ambiguous enough to be like, let me think about this. It was just like, okay, that's it.
What was this guy's last movie? It was something else that did well, right?
Yes.
Oliver Perkins, I think. I love his restaurants. Such good French silk pie.
Perkins. The Black Coat's Daughter. I am the pretty thing that lives in the house and Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Legally Blonde.
No, this is the sequel to Legally Blonde we've all been waiting for.
Legally Blondest.
They did a sequel, didn't they?
Yeah.
This is the threequel.
Red, White, and Blonde.
That's I knew it was something punny.
But so it's just red, white, and whitish again.
Yeah.
Yellow-ish.
Yellowish white.
White is blonde.
Yeah.
So on the matrix of good Cage, good movie, bad Cage, bad movie, good, bad, bad, good. Where are we throwing this?
I think it's a good movie and a good Nicolas Cage. It's weird, and you just have to want a weird movie.
I'm inclined to agree. I loved his performance, and I did enjoy the movie. Just any critical thought in the last 10 minutes will ruin this film for you, though.
Definitely say good Cage. I don't think I can say good movie. Meh movie at best.
I'm waffling back and forth. Like, I did enjoy myself, and I did find myself engaged and like caught up in the tension. So I do think good movie, but I can't recommend it. I think it's gotten a lot of like hype that maybe isn't warranted. And I think the performance is great from him. I think he's a fucking weirdo. It's always great seeing him do something bizarro, and he does. It is really interesting seeing him kind of channel all that other shit, like I said earlier, where it's like, you're just sort of tapping into all your crazy bits, and that's it, you know? It's nothing new other than prosthetics.
I think that was part of my problem is, it was nothing new, and I was kind of expecting something new from him in this, in the same way that, like, the first time I saw Pig was kind of a new way to see him.
Sure.
I will say his body acting, like his physicality in this is something else. Like when he's in the interrogation room and he's just kind of swaying and like getting fully crazy.
His weird hand motion. Yeah, there's a physicality.
There's a physicality to this performance I don't think we've ever seen like this.
Yeah, I'll give
that's
you that.
Really unsettling, yeah. And really does good creepy serial killer.
Yeah, his body posture and everything was really drawn in and kind of gross.
And just like all the weird plastic surgery look that, like, I don't know that I'd be able to tell that was Nicolas Cage if I didn't already know without like looking for a while.
Yeah, sure. If you just got a still with no knowledge of this film existing. Yeah.
Sure. Last thoughts?
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Oh, God. So I was at Guar Bar once.
And oh, yeah.
They had Satan nuggets because Guar Bar in Virginia, owned by members of Guar.
Fucking awesome.
Great vegan menu. But my body was not ready to process that.
Mm.
And I was halfway home when my tummy was a rumbling.
Yeah.
I did not make it into my apartment.
You pooped your pants?
Almost.
Hail Satan.
I mean, Satan's basically just distilled gluten, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
I was running like
that'll move you.
I was trying to run into like my apartment building and is like, nope, and just went into the leasing office and just ran by people and ran right into the leasing office bathroom.
This feels like a potted plant situation.
Yeah, I was hoping it trash almost can.
Was. Yeah, I was expecting like just the lawn. Like didn't get home.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
There was a swimming pool. I could have just jumped in.
Gross.
Closed for another 12 weeks.
Okay. Well, fuck. We are on social media at @cage_match_pod, and you can support us on Patreon at @cagematch. Thank you to our Sparkle buddies. That's the word. Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. And to our Cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and new Cage dancer on stage, Cameron.
Yeah, which one of us did you meet outside the Hummingbird?
Yeah, you have to tell us. Put it in the comments.
I don't disclose anything about this to strangers, so.
Oh, it was you or me then.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining. Thanks for supporting.
Wait, you're not upselling this?
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay, the bird's cool because you could get a shot there.
It's a closed business.
I meant the podcast.
Oh.
Also, we really should have taken out an ad.
Yeah. We should, or just like printed out like shitty flyers.
Yeah, exactly. Paper that fucking place.
Time like the present. It is opening night. Well,
it is. Yeah. I mean, true. We could.
Although that was probably the people that were going to go see it. So
We got tomorrow.
I think this was the crowd.
Yeah.
Especially all the murmurs of when we were leaving. The general audience didn't seem to vibe as well as we did.
Some people liked it.
Some people liked it.
And that's the best review you can get.
Some people thought it was okay. We're three of them. Bye.
That's the weakest bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
That thing was around for like a week.
Yeah. Oh man. And I still ate them because I love the garden salsa.
Best one.
Yeah.
Harvest cheddar.
Mm, that's good too. Two good ones. Original. Eh.
They're all good. Even original.
I've never enjoyed Sun Chips.
You go home.
I am home.
We'll excuse us then. You just got muted.
Yeah, that's been resolved.
Okay.